KINY Juneau. Now from the Alaska Airlines Studio, local first news for Juneau and all of Southeast Alaska.
From the capital city, I'm Jazz Garrett. These are the stories we're following this hour. The Forest Service joined Action Line today. A statewide student walkout is protesting the veto of Senate Bill 140. And the Juneau Assembly is beginning its multi-week process to review the budget for fiscal year 2025. But first, a statewide student walkout took place this morning at 11 a.m. to protest Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto of Senate Bill 140 and the failure to override his veto. The Juneau School District was aware of the statewide student walkout before it happened and issued the following statement. Schools are not promoting this activity, and it's important for parents to know that this is not a school-sponsored or school-sanctioned event. The Juneau School District respects the students' First Amendment right to peacefully assemble. The school district will not discipline students for the act of peaceful protest. However, participating students will still be subject to school rules and policies regarding student attendance. Schools and classes will continue on their normal schedule. The Juneau School District also respects the right of school employees to engage in political activities on their own time. Staff members will not participate in walkouts or protests in the course of their work and will remain neutral on issues that are political in nature in the presence of students. The Juneau School District wants to ensure that all students feel safe and respected no matter what they choose. More on this story later today. There are a whole lot of Forest Service employees in town this week, and that's because the agency is hosting a national new employee orientation in Juneau. Today is the third and final day. This is the second year in a row that a new employee orientation is being hosted in Juneau, and an upward of 150 new hires are attending. Mitchell Farrell, Regional Environmental Coordinator, says it's been great to meet new people and learn about the Forest Service.
For me, it's been really beneficial it's like the history of the Forest Service. For me, very informative, also talking about the Forest Service culture and its values. We have, they have a program called This Is Who We Are. And I've learned a lot about what the Forest Service stands for, besides just its job, of protecting the forest, but how we as an organization, what our values are as an organization, the culture in the organization, and things like that.
Chloe De Camara, Special Uses Permit Administrator, says it was special to learn what it means to be a Forest Service employee in Alaska.
A huge takeaway for me was the distinction between tribal corporations and tribal nations. For me, coming from North Carolina and the South, it's just a completely new dynamic up here in Alaska. And we've spent a lot of time yesterday delving into these different acts, like the Alaska Natives Claims Settlement Act, different laws that apply directly to our work here in Alaska, and they really affect the government-to-government relationship that the Forest Service has with some of these tribal nations. And we are also able to go on a walk with the Sea Alaska Heritage staff the other day, and they shared the stories of these totem poles on the Sea Walk.
And Neo Ash, Administrative Staff Officer, shares how the orientation can be used to support staff.
I think what I enjoyed learning most was of all the available training. As a supervisor, you always want to provide other people with opportunities to excel. And so it was really great to learn more about what the Work Environment Performance Office does and what resources are available so that I can share that with my team. And I really enjoyed, we get emails on what available trainings there are. But they had this quote that I really liked, and it says, "Be patient with yourself. Nothing in nature blooms all year." And so I think it's great because when you get stuck on, am I doing well enough? What is expected of me? It's great to see at an orientation how much support you have. And so I've really enjoyed learning about what they have to offer and what more is available as I continue through with the forest.
The Juneau Assembly will begin its multi-week process to review the City and Borough of Juneau's budget for fiscal year 2025 at the Assembly Finance Committee meeting on Saturday, April 6th at 8:30 a.m. The City Manager introduced the proposed budget during the regular Assembly meeting on April 1st. The Manager's proposed citywide budget, including the school district, hospital, and all city enterprises, totals $459 million, which is down $20.5 million from the fiscal fiscal year 2024 amended budget. The budget proposes a property tax increase of 0.16 mils, resulting in a total mill levy rate of 10.32 mils. Read more at KINYRadio.com. Coming up, April's First Friday is tomorrow. That story next when Local First News continues. Tomorrow is April's First Friday. There are 21 different participating locations downtown. First Friday runs from 4 p.m. to some events going as late as 9 p.m. The Juno Arts and Humanities Gallery and Programs Manager, Rochelle Bonet, joined Capital Chat this morning to give us some details.
The Arts Council is having two new exhibits this month. We are hosting the annual UAS Student Ceramics Art Show at the Jack, and that's a really popular one. We host them every year in April, and all of the students in the ceramics program, they come and they exhibit their works. And I would say to anybody listening right now, make sure to get there early because all of the stuff sells out really fast.
UAS is also kicking off their Tidal Echoes book release on campus tomorrow night. And Bonet says don't miss a night of fun to support Juno Animal Rescue.
I would highly suggest going to Devil's Club Brewery. It's a night with Juno Animal Rescue. And it's fun because they are doing a special collab beer with Juno Animal Rescue. And there's a featured stained glass artist, Jeanette St. George, and she is donating 75% of her sales to JAR.
You can view the full list of First Friday events on jahc.org. With 3 months until the deadline, only 16% of Alaska high school seniors have applied for federal student aid. The funding mechanism, called the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA, is an indicator of college-bound students. Alaska has the lowest rate of applicants in the nation, which has been true for at least the last decade. The application has been revised this year, and the federal government was slow to make it available. Even among students who have applied across the country, there have been federal delays in processing the data. At this time last year, roughly 30% more of Alaska's high school seniors had applied, data shows. The Alaska Senate has voted to ban cities and boroughs from taxing real estate transactions. Senators voted 16-3 on Wednesday to approve Senate Bill 179, sending it to the House for further consideration. None of Alaska's local governments currently tax the sale of real property, such as a commercial building or a home, but bill sponsor Senator Jesse Bjorkman, R. Nikiski, said that real estate agents are concerned by the prospect and asked for action. Speaking to his fellow senators, he suggested that if a local government were to impose a tax on real property, it could increase housing prices. Senator Jesse Keel, D. Juno, said the bill represents an unusual step by the legislature, which has traditionally declined to limit local government's power. Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Jazz Garrett.